So I said to the women in prison, there's more opportunity for spiritual awakening for you than for those people. I had correspondence from people in prison, and I have visited prisons to talk to them. Quite a few of these, we distribute the books all over most prisons in the United States, and the prisoners have read, some of them read the book and said, wow, surrender to the present moment is the end of suffering. And they've been suffering for 10, 15, 20, 30 years in prison. A terrible life situation. And suddenly they, okay, if I completely accept this moment as it is without judging it in any way, without labeling it in any way, and just say, there it is. I don't add any more thought to this moment. What happens? Awakening happens. And so I've had correspondence from them, and that's why we became interested in prisons. Prisoners awakening, and then they're pointing the way to others. And several prisoners have said to me, I have become free. I am still here, but I am free internally. What does that mean? It means free of the burden of the personality, the conditioned entity that most people mistake for who or what they are. The conditioned entity, the suffering entity that has been conditioned through life experiences, upbringing, and so on, has been conditioned to, in many cases, manifest dysfunctional behavior, because they grew up with, surrounded by dysfunctional behavior, the parents and so on, in many cases. And so these patterns were deep-seated, and then they manifested dysfunctional behavior that created suffering to others, and eventually to themselves also, as the unconscious state creates suffering. And the unobserved mind creates suffering to yourself and to others. The unobserved mind creates suffering. You're not there as a witness. You're not there as the awareness, the presence that is aware of your thoughts. When you're aware of your thoughts, you're not your thought. You are the awareness behind your thought. And then you can, this is the liberation. So the people in prison have realized that through the pressure of suffering. And I visited last year a women's prison, also a men's prison. The women's prison, by the way, is a bit more pleasant than the men's prison. In fact, I mentioned that when I talked to them, but I said to them, many of you have a greater readiness for awakening I invented some fictitious place, I don't know what I called it, it's the heavenly spa the heavenly spa in Malibu, where you go and you're pampered with the best food, massages every day, exquisite surroundings, just absolutely wonderful. That may give you the illusion that you're becoming enlightened, because you're, I am fully enlightened now. And then you go back into ordinary life. Oh, I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Kornfield wrote a book called After the Ecstasy, The Laundry. And if the ecstasy is just a superficial phenomenon produced by pleasant surroundings and pleasant life circumstances, if your happiness, your joy is produced by pleasant circumstances, it does not go very deep. At the moment the scenery around you changes, it's gone. So I said to the women in prison, there's more opportunity for spiritual awakening for you than for those people in this fictitious spa, the heavenly spa in Malibu. Nothing against Malibu, I'm sorry, not offending anybody. The heavenly spa in Malibu is less likely to produce the awakening. That's a fact, and that's an interesting fact. I also said, this is a little, I made a humorous comment to the women. I said, if I ever get convicted to a prison sentence, I will get in touch with my yin energy and bring it up more fully and identify as a woman so that I can spend time with you. If they should, that should ever happen. After the talk, some prisoners came up to me, and one woman came. She looked more glamorous than the other women. She had some makeup and was quite good looking. And she said, you know what you said earlier? That's exactly what I did. So it worked for her. So, after this humorous interlude, coming back to the importance of obstacles, challenges that arise in your life, almost continuously, small scale challenges every day, little things don't go the way you expect them to go, the little things causing irritation, causing a little burst of anger, or sort of complaining pattern that many people have in their minds. This is a favorite way for the ego to exert its that it's still alive, complaining. People complaining about situations in your head or out aloud, complaining about people, complaining about what you are doing, but you don't really want to be doing it, but you are doing it, but you're not really in it. Why do I have to do this? Well, it's the present. Oh, it's now. But I don't want the now. I want some other place. I want the next thing. And so you're complaining about the now because you want to get out of the now to the next thing. Very common dysfunctional mind pattern. Yeah. And when the next thing comes, it's the now that you don't like. Because the next thing is always, its future doesn't exist. No? No. Because if it used to exist, you would have encountered it at some point. Nobody's ever experienced or met the future. No intrepid explorer has ever gone out and said, I'm going to find the future. Because when you find the future, it's the present moment. That's why in a pub in England, there was a sign saying, free beer tomorrow. And it was always true because tomorrow never comes. So you have, at some point you may realize that suffering in most cases does not arise from situations, even seemingly very difficult situations like being in prison or losing your livelihood, losing your partner, marriage breaking up, losing all your money, difficulty with your physical health, all kinds of things, suffering arising, and then you small-scale suffering and large-scale suffering. Small-scale suffering, you have to watch the small-scale suffering, which happens every day. Then you build up presence power to be able to confront large-scale suffering when it comes. It will come sooner or later. It comes in waves. No human is left alone. Even after awakening, challenges come, but they don't make you unhappy anymore. That's the difference. So your little challenges, for example, you're on the phone trying to talk to your bank, but nobody answers. You only get an AI voice, if you're lucky. It says, your call is important to us. Approximate waiting time, 35 minutes. I can't stand this anymore. Why? I should go with some other. They're all bad. I can't stand. What's this? Why do you have to do whatever the mind is saying? Your irritation arises. At that moment, you can say, okay, how would I experience this moment if I didn't add any thought to it? How would I experience this moment without any thought that interprets this moment? If I let it be, in the words of the Beatles song, if I let this moment be as it is, how would I experience it without the additional baggage of thought, just being with it? And there you are, still on the phone, and it's just the present moment. Is that so bad? No. Are you suffering? No, I'm just sitting here holding the phone. Where's the suffering in that? Suffering is gone, because that which caused the suffering was the narrative, not the situation. The narrative that your mind built up around the situation. And that's just a little situation.